Redskins entered the 90s still very much a force in the NFL, and in 1991 put together a dominant team, a team that won its first three games at RFK by a combined score of 102-0. And won its first 11 games overall. After locking up home field throughout the playoffs, their first opponent, the trash-talking Atlanta Falcons.
The Atlanta coach, Jerry Glanville, had made some comments about the Redskins and about how they'd never seen an offense like Atlanta's. And the Falcons were going to come in there, and they were just going to blitz them. And it was just going to be amazing.
Former voice of the Redskins, Frank Herzog, the Falcons did quite the opposite as they turned the ball over six times and the Redskins held the ball for 36 minutes. Late in the game, leading 17-7, Gerald Riggs put the exclamation point on the game as he scored a one-yard touchdown, and the Redskins were heading back to the NFC Championship game the following week. How did the fans show their approval? By throwing seat cushions on the field, of course.
One guy threw one of those things, and everybody went, hey, whoa!
Hall of Fame coach Joe Gibbs.
I think it was a great memory for us, and it was a great day, and I think the weather kind of fit us. Everything did. It kind of all went our way.
The Redskins would go on to beat the Lions the following week, 41-10, en route to Super Bowl XXVI. Remembering RFK, George Wallace, WTOP News.